Man, it's been that time. What is going on, Nashville, Middle Tennessee, wherever it is that you're streaming 104.5 The Zone? We appreciate you spending some time with us on this Full Send Friday. We've had a lot of fun. Lucas, I looked up. It's 12 o'clock again. What the hell did we do today?
Every damn day.
It's every damn day. Goes too fast. But we have a great time, and it's largely because of you. We thank you for your participation, as always. We're also going to enjoy our time together with Coach Mack coming up next. The light of my life, even though all he does is wear black. Coach Mack of Titans Radio. Dave McGinnis will join us coming up next. We got a lot of things to talk about with Coach Mack, because obviously, I mean, no other, this is why Titans Radio is so great. And I don't just say that because Rhett Bryan is hanging out in studio on the casting couch doing God knows what. This is a phrase I didn't think I'd say into a microphone on a Friday. But this is why Titans Radio is so great, because I mean, they're the only NFL broadcast, as far as I know, Rhett, that has an NFL head coach on staff, former NFL head coach on staff. That's a tremendous asset, not just because Mac is who he is, but the wealth of knowledge that position, somebody who's been in that position and been in several organizations, had the, you know, the history in football that Dave McGinnis does, very valuable asset. So, you know, we've got a lot of things to go over with him today, not just to recap what's going on with the draft picks, but how NFL teams go about their vetting process, because obviously that's been something that's come up with the Titans over the last week with the Rashad Weaver situation. And not, you know, it's not like Mac is heavily involved in that, but just to kind of have that perspective, I think is going to be interesting. So you're not going to want to miss it. You never want to miss when Coach Mac hangs out with us, courtesy of Farm Bureau Health Plans. But the thing that we were kind of talking about to end the last segment was the Titans secondary, what it's going to look like, who is going to play the majority of snaps, whether Caleb Farley is going to be ready by the time it's, you know, by the time September gets here, when September comes, when September ends. Isn't that the song?
Yes.
Okay, good talk. Oh, shut up. Will Bowling is in here nodding his head in disapproval because I made a musical reference and I called his playlist this morning on J. Martin Ramon prepubescent. It's like Cleo, my cat, going from Cleo to a Leo. The playlist on the playlist for Will Bowling, you know, maybe could use the help of puberty, is how I'll phrase that. I got caught up in the air.
I really thought that having someone else in their 20s in this building would give me an ally on things like this.
You got two people.
Instead, it's given me my staunchest enemy on things like this. What the hell, man? I don't get it.
Why are you so upset about this?
No, I'm not upset.
Nobody in the chat, by the way, likes your music either. It's
yeah,
not just
well,
me.
Oh, that's where hopes and dreams go to die, the chat.
It's a lot of positivity to be found on the internet.
No, there's just great things being said in there at all times.
So, yeah.
I'm kidding, chat. Please continue.
Oh, we'll get back to the
title. Continue commenting and interacting with us.
Yeah, 104.5 The Zone TV.
But if you piss me off again, I can take away the chance of having the chat on the screen.
So. Oh, what, are you threatening me?
No, I'm threatening
the
chat.
Are you kidding me?
I'm threatening you. I said if
he's threatening the chat as an entity.
Yeah.
Well, no, at that point you're threatening Lucas because this is where all Lucas's friends are.
I've made a couple friends today.
Rhett Bryan is screaming from the casting couch. A weird flex. What was the trend going around a couple years ago? A weird flex, but okay.
Yeah.
Keep it moving. He's so butthurt about how people just
butthurt. No, I'm surprised.
No, you are straight. I mean, I have not there. I spend 3 hours a day bitching into a microphone, and I have not had near the amount of complaining that you have done in the last, what, hour and change that you finally come into work because you wake up at 11 o'clock on a Friday.
You realize I work until 1 a.m. most days, too.
Who are you talking to? Please, get the hell out of here with your work habits.
You don't sleep. You are not the norm here. I am the norm here. Getting, what, 6 hours of sleep a night at least? You get like 3.
Yeah, that's pretty gross.
That's unhealthy.
No,
don't get mad at me for your own lack of sleeping.
I'm living on borrowed time.
I did that one day this week, and it took me 2 days to recover.
Yes.
Yeah, morning radio will kill you.
When I was still running in college, I would get about 10 hours a night, and I still was tired all the time.
Yeah. But anyway, no, nobody has complained more. And this, we are literally paid to complain, basically, in front of microphones.
How
nobody
much do
has complained
you think you
more.
Complain? You complain more than me on stuff like this.
I have 5.5 hours a day to talk.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
There's going to be a fair amount of complaints.
What did we
am
complain
I complaining
about
more
today?
More than you.
What did we complain about today?
Yes, you complained about.
You complained about
the
Mount
gym.
Rushmores in sports.
Well, Mount Rushmores in sports can go straight into the sun. Like that's the laziest version
gym,
of sports
gym
radio.
Etiquette and sauna etiquette.
Yeah, don't wear if you at least if I have to look at your feet in the sauna at the gym, wear flip flops at least. Don't walk in there barefoot. We're already in the middle of a global pandemic. I'm already disgusted by everybody who's within 6 feet of me.
What's wrong with feet?
Feet are gross.
Oh my gosh.
Feet are disgusting.
You complained about Schaefer wearing flip flops.
Yeah, put on closed toed shoes, Schaefer. What are we doing?
Sounds like you think about feet a lot.
Are you looking at his feet?
Feet are important.
Eyes up here, Buck.
Eyes up here.
He's barefoot now. Schaefer
is.
He's sticking up his middle toe at you.
Schaefer is literally. He just threw a
throwing shoe.
He just George W. Bushed me. He just threw a shoe at me. A second. I'm having to deflect shoes.
Trouble is afoot.
That happened. That didn't happen in my country of origin, the George W. Bush thing. That happened in my part of the world.
Trouble is afoot.
That's a great insult. Right, that's why it is, because I'm Egyptian, and if you show us the bottom of your feet, that's apparently an insult in my culture.
Is it?
You
know what it is in Brazil?
I was told that one time.
You know
time.
What it is in Brazil?
So I believe it. What?
If you do the okay, you know, you just say okay with the hand.
Yeah.
That's like basically a middle finger.
Well, some dude on Jeopardy just got in trouble for that because apparently it's some kind of white supremacy sign too.
Oh.
So head on a swivel.
Yeah.
No, you don't get to shush me coming back in here to collect your shoes. For those of you watching on Zone TV, Schaefer literally. I'm being spanked. Careful, I like that. What the hell happened here? I had a totally coherent Titans defensive
like five people in the
conversation.
Studio.
No, see, this is why I come in here, because I love how easy it is, how ADD you are to get you off track. I literally just sit here and exist, and Buck's like, "What the hell are you doing?
Your presence annoys
Leave.
Me.
Turn your mic off." All I ever get from you. That and my music sucks, but it doesn't suck. I'm right and you're wrong.
I do that to NFL players too. I think I berate Will Compton more than, I mean, you know, technically an NFL player until he gets a job.
When he shows up,
poor guy.
You berate him.
Do we want to talk about the Titans secondary here? What are you? I mean, now
it's really become the secondary topic.
Now
of this,
shut up.
I'll turn your mic off.
Liam Neeson.
It's so easy.
Liam Neeson. Is Liam Neeson back there? Liam Neeson, should Will Bowling ever be allowed to speak into a microphone again?
No.
Thank you.
I'm glad you're not my boss.
Oh.
So glad.
Yeah. Hey, y'all need to run an above-the-board radio program, says J.A. Stone. Why? For who? not for me. I'm sorry. Listen, everybody else, I think everybody else is largely above the board here, although it sounds like Ramon Foster this morning, based on the 20 minutes that I spent in studio with him. That I was trying to buy like exotic animals.
There was a zebra loose in Putnam County today. Is that how that came about?
Well, yeah, because then I asked if the tiger loose in Knoxville was a real thing, because I remember that being a meme for a while. Did that actually happen?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I remember Jeremy Pruitt saying, my wife's concerned about walking down the street because she's concerned about the tiger.
The tiger.
There was like one policeman like said he saw it. There was one sighting reported, but like the Knoxville Zoo was like, our tigers are here, and
our tigers.
Nobody else reported anything. It just sort of disappeared into the mist.
Does the tiger go for the McDonald's when bag
get,
too, or no?
When you get some of like the smallest like towns in Tennessee, like the zoo is just like the guy with the most animals, and so like somebody with just a dog, probably just like a big old dog just got loose. Like, oh, it's a tiger. I love East Tennessee.
Does Tennessee have Rule Kings? Like Rule King is a thing in Indiana. Like you can go. The Rule King is it's where all of the people of the state of my youth, the state of my birth, do their shopping, their clothes shopping, their horse feed shopping.
Oh, it is an establishment.
It's an establishment. Yeah, Rule King is the Walmart of the rural community.
I was today years old when I learned that existed.
Yeah. That's the thing, that my girlfriend's been to my hometown like five times, and every time she comes back, my stepdad asks her, Richard Rising, of course, Dick Rising, shout out Dick Rising, asks her if I've taken her to the Rule King yet for free popcorn. But I ask that because at Rule King during Easter, you can buy what do you call baby chickens?
Chicks?
Chicks. You could buy chicks.
Like peeps? Like those little things?
Yeah. Well, I didn't want people to think that I was talking about like sex trafficking or something like that. So we had to clarify. But you can buy like ducklings and chicks at Rule King. So that's why I ask if like the petting zoo in like, you know, Pulaski, Tennessee or whatever is having, you know, chicks and ducklings for sale. Because I saw, you know, on Taylor Lewan's Instagram story, I saw he has purchased a, uh, I assume he's purchased them, unless they've, you know, it's like the Sopranos and they've just landed in his pool. A flock of ducklings is around the Lawan residence.
I love sitting in here because the look you give me when I say things is the same look that Lucas gives you when you say a lot of things. It's just like a shake of the head and like a laugh of just, oh no.
Like when my headphones go dead in the middle
of
the radio
show. Yeah,
mine
did too. I can't hear anything.
Well, that's
really can't hear anything.
Are we having another situation?
That has nothing to do with
you.
Me.
Oh, hey, bud. Now we just can't hear each other.
That was disorienting.
That was.
All right. Well, for if any, yeah.
Oh, there we are.
If anybody, there we are. Hello.
Added to the list of things. Good God.
Is somebody back there messing with the board again? Do I have to scream at somebody?
No, nothing is wrong. What are we complaining about?
Well, we couldn't hear each other.
We couldn't hear each other.
He doesn't want to hear me anyway.
I was having a, you know, I was having a.
This has nothing to do with me, with my situation back here.
Oh, Ryan Lee chimes in on Facebook Live. Rule King in Clarksville. It's a thing.
Oh.
Wow.
People get it.
Where have I been?
Where have you been? Not at Rule King.
Apparently.
Anyway, we're not. I wonder if Coach Mack has ever been to a Rule King. Coach Mack been everywhere else in his life.
I guarantee you Coach Mack has been to a Rule King.
You guarantee it?
He's been all over the place.
I don't know. This is a man of.
This is the man who spent his 40th birthday drinking beers in Berlin with the Bears.
Beers in Berlin with the Bears.
It's a lot of alliteration.
Yeah. But it's a hell of a story. Coach Mack's got plenty of them. We'll ask Mack for some stories. We'll talk at some point about the Titans secondary with him. And the vetting process for NFL teams and whether he's been to a Rule King or not. Find out next on Buck Rising, this 104.5 The Zone. You know, any time that I can make Coach Dave McGinnis smile, it makes me very happy on a Friday. And just by how disorganized this radio show is, I think we already got one crack before we got on air. But Coach Dave McGinnis joins us for his weekly appearance, courtesy of the fine folks at Farm Bureau Health Plans. They've been protecting Tennesseans for as long as Tennesseans need protecting. Farm Bureau Health Plans, let them take care of you. Coach Mack here with us on 104.5 The Zone. Mack, how we living on this Friday, brother? You look great.
Things good. I mean, I like the guest appearances of Rhett Bryan and Will Bowling on Zoom behind you before we came on live. I see Lucas, so it's good to see all you guys.
No doubt. Good. It is always a pleasure to have Coach Mack's presence around the show. Mack, we've been all over the place today. It's been disorienting, but we did have Elijah Molden on the show before you graced us with your presence. So I want to talk about the Titans defense and who the kind of players that we've added, because we haven't spoken to you since after Caleb Farley was selected and since Titans Radio crushed draft weekend, as is the custom. But the conversation devolved into Rule King. Now, Coach Mack has been many places over the course of his long and esteemed career. Rule King is something that is a staple in my native state of Indiana. I'm told there's one in Clarksville. Has Coach Mack ever been to a Rule King?
No, I haven't, but I probably would like it. What is it?
It's a place where you can buy clothing, food, horse feed, tractor equipment. It is a little bit of a redneck paradise, but it is something that is essential.
I absolutely would love it. I grew up with that. That's Snyder Texas Feed and Seed Supply. You could buy everything in there you want, all the way from a washing machine to a dog. So, I mean, there's a lot. Yeah, I've been to those places.
We found the one place in the world that Coach Mack hasn't been to. Beers in Berlin with the Bears, as Lucas so eloquently put it before Coach Mack.
Was it your 40th birthday, Coach?
Yeah, my 40th
your
birthday.
40th birthday.
Was in Berlin. And we were playing the 49ers over there, so it was at a – it was at a big brewery in downtown Munich with Bears and the 49ers there. It was a preseason game, so everybody was having a hell of a time. It was a nice party.
Coach Dave McGinnis of Titans Radio here with us on 104.5 The Zone, courtesy of Farm Bureau Health Plans. Turn to the folks who have been in the game since 1947. Farm Bureau Health Plans offers the great health care coverage you need with a price tag that you can't afford. All right, let's talk some ball with Coach Mack. Elijah Molden. Lewis Riddick was on television after the draft talking about this man as a Jedi in the slot, Mack. And we spent some time with him just kind of asking him, you know, how the for lack of a better term, the slot education can better prepare you for your time in the pros, given that you have to communicate with all levels of the defense operating out of the slot and communication being so critical to what the Titans were not able to do or able to accomplish last year on that side of the ball. What do you see when you see Elijah Molden?
The most accomplished and nuanced nickel player in this draft. I love the player. I mean, I really did. I really enjoyed, you know, watching him play. They had a couple of guys on that defense that I enjoyed watching. But I really enjoyed watching him play because he has got a really, really nice feel for it. He's very instinctive. And, of course, the instincts that you have in the slot, they don't just come just by lining up there. He's clearly studied a lot because everything that you have to do in there, you're involved in the run front when you are a nickel player in a sub package. And the reason is because you're mostly in four-man spacing in a sub package when your nickel player is in the game. And if your nickel player is not involved in the run front, then you've got a six-man front, which is extremely easy to run against. And so he's got to be involved in that. And then his ability, what I like is he's sticky enough to play man-to-man. He's nuanced enough to understand zone concepts. You know, I saw him make several low-to-high plays in zone defense, falling back on routes that were behind him, which comes from film study. I really like this player. Plus, he's a tough dude. I mean, I've got a real affinity for legitimate tough dudes on the football field. And you can tell when he plays, he is not afraid to throw himself in the briar patch. I promise you, when stuff starts coming at him, I really like this player a lot.
Yeah, I mean, it's as complimentary as I've heard Mike Vrabel about a rookie coming in, just given how much he seems to have prepared for his interview specifically with the Titans. He told us that him and his girlfriend had been talking about Nashville as a place to live, the Titans as an organization, what they represent, now a winning franchise after, you know, a handful of down years prior to the last five, basically, when John Robinson first got here and then Mike Vrabel after that, kind of helping to turn this around over the past handful. With this secondary, though, Mac, I know that we're a long way from assigning starting roles to defensive players, but the secondary was essentially nuked for all intents and purposes for a variety of different reasons, whether they be financial or otherwise. Now we have, it looks like with the Titans, a fairly deep group of defensive backs specifically, not just with Jackrabbit Jenkins, Christian Fulton, who will be in year two, but now Caleb Farley, Elijah Molden in the mix outside of just Kevin Byard and Amani Hooker playing safety. When you look at this group right now, understanding that there's still a lot to be determined, how do you kind of see this playing out? Because it's not like they're just going to run out a bunch of dime defense.
I'm looking forward to seeing how it plays out, and it's all going to start, you know, when they all start showing up together, because that's one of the areas where you need to be. The two most communicative efforts and the two most groups that have to communicate the most as a single unit on the football field are the offensive line and the defensive secondary, because everything needs to work in unison. And so once they all get together, I mean, I'm going to be very, very interested in watching it. I mean, I know Jackrabbit because we drafted Jackrabbit when I was at the Rams, you know, and I know what type of player he is, and he's played in a multiple different systems, you know, not of the Rams and the Giants at New Orleans. So, you know, this is a veteran corner so he'll be able to fit in with no matter what goes on, you know. And again, of course, Kevin Byard is a veteran player, but your rookies are going to have to get, you know, integrated into it. And then Christian Fulton has to step up. I mean, this is his time to step up, because, you know, you have certain moments in time in your National Football League career where you have to step up and perform, you know, if you're going to stay in it very long. And this is his time to do that. And then when you bring rookies in, I mean, you have an idea what they might do, but you have to get them with the group first to see. So this is going to be something I am going to be very interested in watching. You know, as you know, Farley can do whatever you want him to do physically. I mean, he can do anything you'd want him to do physically. This is a guy that it was very easy to vet when you watch a 2019 film of him. If it took you very long to tell that Caleb Farley was a good player, then you don't really know what you're looking at.
Yeah.
It shouldn't take you very long, because when you vet the tape, he's got all the requisite skills, so he can do whatever they ask him to do. You know, and so, and we just talked about how Molden is a really nice slot player. And so it's going to be important to me to see how they all come together. And I'm like you, Buck, you know, once we are able to start watching practice and be out there, and I'm going to be, you know, taking some, you know, very serious looks and to see how they are starting to put all these pieces together, because it is a new secondary. I mean, you know, and people, you know, ask me, I've been on a lot of shows since the draft saying, you know, do you think they're going to be better? Are they going to be worse? Are they going to be the same? I said, they're going to be different.
Yeah.
And so whatever that means, I do know this, they will be different. And so I'm really looking forward to seeing them, because they all have some requisite skills that you need to play back there. They have to play together, Buck.
No question about it. Coach Dave McGinnis of Titans Radio here with us on 104.5 The Zone. Now, Mac, we don't normally do this with you, but we've had somebody call in for a question with you. Are you down to take a call?
I love our callers. You know, I love doing the draft because this year, because we actually had people there. Yeah. We had season ticket holders and suite holders, and, you know, I haven't seen people in a long time. I'm fully vaccinated now, so I was doing my Coach Mac stuff in between picks. I was enjoying seeing the people. I love talking to our listeners. Let's go.
Why don't we do that? 615-737-1045. We've got plenty of questions for Coach Mac, but if you have some, we're happy to take those too. Tommy is in Nashville. He's got a question for Coach Mac. Go ahead, Tommy. Oh, Tommy dropped off. I hyped it up, Mac, and then he ditched us. I can't believe it. Anyway, we'll keep
– That's not your fault.
Well, it might be. Who knows? 615-737-1045 if you want to ask Coach Mac a question. A question, though, for you, Mac, on what's happening at inside linebacker, because obviously they declined Rashawn Evans' fifth-year option. They reportedly, according to Adam Schefter, they said it was based on financial uncertainties right now and everybody dealing with them, financial uncertainties – but that they would like to continue to leave. It was basically a diplomatic statement put out by his representation, Drew Rosenhaus, the idea that they are dealing with financial uncertainty, but they would like to continue to explore the possibility of an extension with Rashawn. Then they draft Monty Rice in the third round out of Georgia, and maybe he's not the same kind of player as Rashawn. I think that Rashawn is a much higher ceiling athlete, but when I watch Monty Rice on film, and you tell me if I'm wrong about this, Mac, but I see a lot of the same things that Rashawn Evans is capable of doing in this defense. Is there a chance that Monty Rice can straight up take Rashawn Evans' job?
Well, I don't think so immediately, but you know, and Drew's right. I mean, look, what was his fifth year option? $9 million plus?
Yeah.
You know where I mean, Drew's right. I mean, he's absolutely right. And the Titans are being honest. You know, Rashawn Evans has a chance to play himself into an extended contract, you know, with the Titans. It's just not, and especially this year is different because if you put that exercise at fifth year option, that's guaranteed. You know, it's guaranteed money against your cap, and we've already seen what the Titans had to do this year with a truncated cap, you know, to try to fix their defensive front. You know, they had to let some players go in the secondary, you know, because of monetary issues. So all of that to me is, I mean, you know, Rashawn Evans has got a chance to play himself into a contract with the Titans. So I think that's 100% true. Monty Rice, I think, is assurances on a couple of things. He's a nice GPS linebacker. He knows how to find the ball. He does a good job with that. He still needs work in a pass coverage. And the other thing that you have to look at, and I think that's very important for people to understand, you know, the special teams value of players in the National Football League, you know, gets overlooked a whole lot. And right, it's a critical part of the game. I mean, and Craig Aukerman, I mean, our special teams last year, especially our coverage units, you look at what they did by creating, I mean, this team won 11 games last year. And the defense, you know, did not play up to what anybody wanted them to, you know, in that building. But field position played a huge part in helping, you know, what went on. And it really does. And so, especially with the truncated salary cap this year, Buck, I mean, last year you had 16 people on the practice squad. You were able to bring in veteran players to play special teams, but, you know, you're paying them, you know, $2 million a year, $1.5 million. It's different now. It's going to be different this year. And I liked Monty Rice, you know, when I vetted him, because I watched he and Azeez Ojulari, you know, when I was watching that football team play. He's a nice GPS linebacker. He can sift through trash. He's very aware. And what I really – the best part of his game that I like, he's a good open field tackler.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about a blow-up guy, because I could care less whether they blow him up. I want him to get him down. And I want him to get him down if they're the first person there. That's what I liked about him.
Coach Dave McGinnis of Titans Radio here with us on behalf of Farm Bureau Health Plans. You can plan on Farm Bureau Health Plans for better coverage, better rates, and better customer service. They've been providing Tennesseans with the home field advantage for almost 75 years. Jim is in Franklin. He has a question for Coach Mac. Go ahead, Jim. Uh-oh. Come on. We can't be 0 for 2 on the calls. Jim, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, go ahead, Jim. You're on with Coach Mac.
Coach Mac, what will the Titans do with their fourth-round draft pick? Do they let him come in and work out with them, or what is the status while he waits for his October hearing?
So
yeah, well, Jim, thanks for the call. It's always great to hear. You know, I don't know what the situation is. That's something that has to be, you know, that's going to be adjudicated, and I have no information on that. And until something is adjudicated, I would assume that he comes in, or until something is settled, I don't have any information on that situation, you know, whatsoever. You know, clearly the Titans said, you know, that it was new to them when that came up. So I've been through instances like this, you know, in my 35 years in this business. And what you have to do is let all the facts be known, and let all the facts come out, and let everything be adjudicated first before you make any decision. But I would say, I don't think he's been charged with anything yet. Is that correct, Buck? I don't know. I don't keep up with that. So yeah, until something's adjudicated, then you've got to proceed with the information that you have, and you've got to gather information. And I'm not talking about just the Titans gathering information. I'm talking about everybody involved.
Yeah. So for those of you who are unfamiliar with the question that Jim asked, he's talking about Rashad Weaver, the second of the two fourth round selections that the Titans had after Des Fitzpatrick. They went with the edge rusher out of Pitt, Rashad Weaver. He has in fact been charged with simple assault, Mac, which was the report that came out and kind of caught the Titans by surprise on Monday morning when everybody else seems to have found out about it. I guess the follow-up that I would ask you about that, Mac, understanding that you don't have any information about this, I just want to know about what a pre-draft, and I understand that it's different across all 32 NFL teams, and you've spent time with various NFL franchises at different points all across, you know, your long and storied football career at this point. But when you are going through the vetting process, how difficult or how easy is it to let something like that fall through the cracks, understanding that the incident happened about 12 days before Rashad Weaver ended up getting drafted? The complaint wasn't filed until the Friday of the draft, about an hour before the second round took place. I'm not sure how to process the information. I just simply don't understand how NFL teams go about vetting.
Well, I mean, of course, he was at the Senior Bowl, right?
Right.
And you know, and they you know, you had a chance to see a lot of players, you know, at the Senior Bowl. So, as I said, when something happens that close, I mean, you're talking about within hours of what went on in the draft. I mean, by that time, really, what you've done is a couple of, you know, is you just, you know, you've normally asked, you know, or have whoever is calling ask, you know, is this a good number to get a hold of you, you know, because most of the vetting has been done, you know, by that time. And as I said, this player was at the Senior Bowl, which this year, because the combine did not occur, Buck, was a great opportunity for all teams to get face to face, you know, with the guys that were there. And so I would imagine some very deep vetting, you know, went on there. But as far as when something like that comes up that close to what the draft was, well, then I can see very clearly, because you don't keep 24/7 tabs on everybody in the draft. Of course, the first round had already happened, but you still had over 230 players, you know, sitting out there. So I can very well see how that could happen.
It's as much about the optics for the Titans after last year as anything, I think, at this point. It's a difficult situation for them to be in, and we'll, as we said, we just need to see how it plays out legally and go from there. We'll take one more call for Coach Mac before we let him get out of here and enjoy his Friday. Kenny the Mailman has called in. What's up, Kenny? Go ahead.
Coach Mac, it's always an honor to talk to you, sir. You know as well as anybody how important kicking is in this league. The games are so close, and you can almost guarantee the ball will be in the air on two games at the end of this in this year to decide the game. Why do we almost treat kickers as an afterthought, and how good is this Ohio State kicker they're inviting in? Thank you.
Kenny, first of all, you're a legend as a caller on this radio station. So it's my honor to talk to you every time I'm able to talk to you. Thanks for calling in, Kenny. Really appreciate it. Look, kicking's very important. I mean, most of these National Football League games, as close as they are, you know, we've added a 17th game, so you can just pretty much be assured that the 17th game will probably be as close as 16 have normally been. Sure. And so, you know, the kicking's very important. I don't know exactly, you know, how good this kicker is. You know, clearly he's got some success. And here's the other thing, too. You know, he's had success kicking in big venues. which, you know, can be, you know, you can take that however you want to take it, but at least he's been, you know, in high pressure moments, you know, as to where he's kicked. We'll see when he comes in. Kickers are entirely different. I mean, they really are. I mean, kickers in the National Football League, professional kickers are like professional golfers. All right. If they get a chance to come in and do that in this league, then they've got a skill set that every one of them can do whatever you want them to do. But there are times, just like you watch professional golfers, you know, even some of the highest money winners on the list of professional golfers on the tour, they lose their swing, you know, and because it's such a different. And look, I've been coaching this league for a lot of long time. I was always smart enough to get really good technical special teams coaches with me because that was not an area of my expertise. What I would tell them is this: you can be my kicker as long as you kick them through those two yellow things. That's what I, you know, want them to do. But as far as the mechanics and the nuances of what it is, I mean, I've seen really good kickers have issues and then pull themselves out of it. So this young kicker coming in, he gets a chance. And there is one thing you can do with kickers. I've done it on every team I've been on. I've seen it done. I mean, when you've got more than one, you can have a kicking competition, you know, where they have to get set up in various different ways and kick and try to put pressure on them to make it in those situations before you make your decision. So this guy will get his chance, Kenny, and that's all he can ask for.
And also worth mentioning, Tucker McCann, who was injured on practice squad last year from Missouri. Sure. I know people, and we, you know, you talk about kickers losing their rhythm a little bit and then finding it. And we saw it play out with Steven Goskowski last year from how disastrous the Denver game looked like it was going to play out over the course of the season. They basically won them the Minnesota game and was as consistent a player as they had on the roster in the second half of the season.
Yeah, well, Buck, you know, you're talking about Goskowski. I mean, this is one of the all-time kicking leaders in the National Football League.
Right.
I mean, it wasn't like he was brand new kicking. I mean, go back and look. I mean, he's won Super Bowls. So, again, the whole kicking situation in the National Football League is such a specialized area. I'm talking about kicking, the kickers, and we're talking about place kickers now. We're talking about field goal kickers. It is such an analogy to professional golfers. It's really, really, you know, incredible when you really start thinking about everything that has to go right for them to be right most of the time.
All right, before we let you get out of here, I need you to coach me up on one thing, all right? You got that okay in you, Mac?
All right, well, that's a pretty broad area right now.
Dara's parents are coming into town for the first time since we've been dating. Where should I take them?
What do they like? I mean, what are you looking for?
They're coming from Naples, Florida, so you know they got expensive taste, Mac. I know you do too. So I'm
you've got money, so it doesn't matter. you got plenty of money. You got plenty of money.
We're doing okay.
If you want to go sushi, go to Virago.
Okay.
If you want to go steak, go to Cane Prime.
Well, we're going to Cane Prime on Saturday night. So we,
if you want to go someplace with a view, go to Bourbon Steak at the top of the JW Marriott.
Yeah, I haven't been up there yet, but it looks beautiful.
No, it's great. It's really nice. And if you want to get some really nice local flavor, go to the Southern.
All right. Well, at some point, now that both of us are double vaccinated, I'm going to have to take Coach Mack out for all of the good work that he does for us here on the radio show. Coach Dave McGinnis of Titans Radio, as always, presented by Farm Bureau Health Plans. Healthcare coverage from Farm Bureau Health Plans is like an extra set of pads when you need them the most. They've been protecting Tennesseans since 1947. Mac, have a great weekend, man. I appreciate the time.
Buck, thank you. Tell Dara I said hello. I'm glad her parents are coming in. See you, Lucas.
Coach Dave McGinnis, the one man that my girlfriend would almost immediately leave me for. But it's absolutely so.
That you can't blame her.
No, God, I'd do it too. 615-737-1045. We come back. Lucas Panzeca updates the polls for the last time this week. I'm Buck Rising. It's 104.5 The Zone. Full Send Friday. It's what we do here every week. Another fantastic week here on 104.5 The Zone. Now, I'm going to give you some different instructions than I've been giving you about where you can find the show at any given point. It is now officially in name. I'm sure it's been vetted legally by all manner of lawyers that have crawled through the Cumulus corporate system. But the Buck Rising Show is now the title of the podcast, of the radio show. officially confirmed, logos, all of it. Thank God. two and a half months into this thing, we finally got it hammered out. So the podcast, if you missed Elijah Molden, if you missed Coach Mack, if you missed Arthur Smith, who else do we have on? Will Compton. A lot of good guests this week. Always good guests. Bangers only. The Buck Rising Show in your favorite podcast app. Now, we do this at the end of every show, and we will do this for the last time this week. It is time for Lucas Panzeca to update the polls.
Are you for or against college football expansion? 82% are for.
Yeah, because 82% want more meaningful football, and they don't care about the regular season.